81 years ago today, a priest died. He didn't die in his monastery surrounded by his brothers. He didn't die in a hospital or a hospice surrounded by doctors and nurses. He wasn't slaughtered at the altar in the presence of his fellow hostages like Father Jacques Himmel in the church of Saint-Étienne de Rouvray in France a few years ago. No, this priest died 81 years ago today from an injection of carbolic acid in cell 13 in the starvation bunker at Auschwitz with four other prisoners at the hands of the Nazis. Father Maximilian Kolbe was killed in hate, but he died for love. He died for the love of God that was first shared with him in the waters of baptism. He died for the love that nourished him in the Holy Eucharist. He died for the love of the great Mother of God to whom he was so devoted. He died for the love of the Lord Jesus who shared with him his priesthood. And he died in imitation of the love that he celebrated on the altar. Father Maximilian Kolbe died at the hands of evil men. And to the sight of those evil men, only a few other prisoners were present. But they were surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. For the followers of the Lord Jesus are never alone. At every moment we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Of every time and place, people and nation, language and culture, who lived in faith and died in hope of the promise of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Father Maximilian Kolbe was surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses until he joined their number and took his place among the saints. He was rejected by the evils of earth, rejected by the world, but found acceptable in God's sight. And that has always been the way for the holy ones. It has always been the way of rejection and suffering for those who take seriously the serious call of the Lord God. This was the experience of Jeremiah. He was rejected and mocked and tortured by those who sought only an earthly kingdom. It was the way for the Lord Jesus. It was the way for Stephen and Peter and Paul. The world will always fight against holiness. The world will always reject holiness, but the world cannot deny holiness. The world cannot help but recognize holiness, and neither can we. The dark and evil forces of the world recognize holiness and seek to destroy it. We recognize holiness and seek to follow it. And what is this holiness? What is this holiness that the world must fight and that we freely follow? It is simple and difficult. Holiness is union with Christ Jesus. He made us his holy people in our baptism. He sealed us as members of his kingdom. But holiness is also a daily response to the eternal invitation of the Lord God. It's saying yes to Jesus every day. It is as simple as washing the dishes, washing your child, and washing away the record of grudges that we keep in the hidden corner of our minds. It is as simple as daily prayer, weekly mass, and regular confession. It is as simple as walking in the sure knowledge that you are loved by God. And so is everyone else you meet. And it is as difficult as forgiving those who hurt us, those who have broken our hearts, those who have broken our trust. It is as difficult as sowing love where there is hatred, pardon where there is injury, faith where there is doubt, and hope where there is sadness. Holiness is simple, and holiness is difficult. But we have such a great cloud of witnesses encouraging us. We have such a great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us and who cheer us on to victory because their race is won and they await our victory. And here in the celebration of the Eucharist, we are joined together. In the celebration of the Eucharist, the great cloud of witnesses burst forth in praise and thanksgiving as the church on earth and we, her members, join in their great song of praise. For in the breaking of the bread, the kingdom breaks through in our midst. Here and now, we receive strength for the battle, food for the journey, and the encouragement of those who have gone before us. We are never alone. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Amen.